Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. So I'm going to be taking callers today with a single question, one-part questions only, please, on the show, and giving you answers to any question you would like to ask on any part or topic within your life. I will be answering these questions psychically and clairvoyantly. I pretty much operate from a clairvoyancy, a clairaudiency, and I'm very empathic. I'm also a medium. So these are the things that I'm going to be pulling upon today in order to answer your questions here. As we call you out, we're going to call you by your area code, and please state your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is when we bring you on air here. Now, please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for your private readings, and they're a little bit more lengthier. You're going to be able to get more of an actual reading through a private reading on our website, and there's a booking system on there as well, so you're able to set up your time or your appointment time that you would like. We're going to go ahead and take our callers now. As you're here waiting in the queue, please just be patient with us, and we will try and get with everyone as quickly as we can. Once more, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller tonight is area code 901. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Annabelle. I'm calling from Tennessee.
And, how
are
you doing?
I'm good, Reverend Adam. Thank you so much for taking my call. I don't want to renew my lease, so I'm expecting a financial miracle here. What you can tell me about that?
Okay. Give me one moment, hon, and believe me, I haven't forgotten about you. You're one of our loyals over here on the show.
Yes.
Okay, Annabelle. You know, what I am seeing here is that miracle is still going to come in. That train is still pulling into the station. This is the vision that I'm having. We are seeing some difficulties, though. So my feeling is that you're depending upon that to happen, and you really don't need to. There's other routes to go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's best to have more than one option and don't always have all your eggs in the one basket, you see. But I do feel that this will work out for you, and there will be a financial improvement which will make this possible for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Reverend Adam. I will be contacting you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, and once more, namaste to everybody. We wish you all the best here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. As a reminder announcement, I'm being reminded over here that we have now switched the website over to the new system, making the website very much more easily able to navigate through and make your purchases. And we will be coming out with handmade products as well to help you in your everyday needs. So check that out. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller tonight is area code 678. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sharisha. I'm calling from Georgia. My question is, what do you see coming up for me in reference to a life partner or love life?
Okay, wonderful. And I didn't quite catch that name. I got where you were and what the question is.
My name is Sharisha.
Sharisha. Okay, great. So you're in which part of Georgia here? Because I'm over by Marietta.
Oh, okay. I'm not too far from that. I'm like a little bit farther up north in a place called Douglasville.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. Not too bad. All right, so let me go ahead and tune in for you. And you said you just want to find out what's going to go on in your love life here, right?
That's right.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Wow. I am seeing that you've had a lot of difficulty trying to sever yourself from situations, partly because of the other individuals and partly because of your own emotions that were tied to it. Okay. But I feel like you've had difficulties in your love life already where, you know, you're not getting the communication or the quality from the other individuals that you should be. And I feel like you see a lot of good in them, which gives it a very hard time for you to cut them out of that life. But you've been doing very well at that lately because you're weeding out your gardens in life. And you're not just weeding out your love life. You're weeding out your friendships and your circles. And you're even trying to keep yourself cut off energetically from those around you at work environment. Okay, this is very good because the universe is very proud of you because of that. I feel that this year is going to be a very good year for you in romance, okay? Sometimes I do feel like I'm going to give you two scenarios here because I'm feeling a dual dynamic, psychically speaking. There is a person from the past who still has an opportunity to make it out work to where it works with you. Okay, and it works for the better. But I also know and see that you have learned the knowledge that I teach so many of our callers here on the show, that sometimes it's okay to leave the doorway crack, but never put ourselves fully on hold for someone that's not going to commit or that's not committing right now, that is. Okay, and I think that you've really learned that. Now, the second thing is that there is a new love that's coming in, and this one is going to be a better opportunity than some of the last ones because you're making that conscious effort. You're making that conscious change within yourself to make sure your environments are as positive as possible. So that work you're doing on yourself is going to be rewarded because now you've broken that vicious cycle of negativity as far as what has been attracted around you and towards you. And it's not so much that you're negative yourself that's attracted that, it's that sometimes you allow people to walk all over you a little too much. You've got a good heart, but you're learning where to put those boundaries, okay? The one that's going to come in for your life, are you still with me here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just keep on going. I'm like, wait a minute, is it like, wait a minute? No. So what we have here, okay, is the one coming in. This one's going to be more stable in life. They're not going to be someone that, let's say, is between jobs or kind of struggling a little bit financially or even moving around from place to place. This one is a very stable human being. Okay, there's a go-getter mentality with this one, but there's a very spiritual heart and soul there, and that's coming out to the surface. So it shows me that this person is someone that's very well-balanced, okay? This year is a year of change for you. For the past, I'd say, 5 to 7 years, you've been having a lot of bad luck, especially in money and in romance, okay? And you're already beginning to see the progress in financial turnaround for you this year. That good karma you built up where you weren't getting that good back, okay, that good is finally coming back to you. So this is what's going to happen. This guy is going to be, I'd say, a little tall, maybe a little taller than you, but he's not like your 6'9". He's not that tall, you know. He's not like some Sasquatch out there. He looks good. He's not too overweight. There's a little pudgy belly leg. You can get a little handful going on, but he's very toned, in some ways, okay? It's like you can tell there's a definition there. He just needs to work out a little bit more. Don't get the skin tone and not getting very many details here. The timelines on a general basis, it's looking like anywhere between now and, let's see here, we have March, April, May. So we're looking at about the mid of May, between now and the mid of May, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And remember, don't let the way that others are predict how you feel. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Got a lot of information on that one. So I guess Spirit's been trying to, you know, really help encourage her and let her know that she's on the right path here. All right. We have our next caller coming in momentarily. Please don't forget to check out our website for all of your private reading needs. A lot of great specials going on over there right now. That's howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 41. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Keisha, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes, hello there, Keisha. How can I help you?
Yes, my question's the same, too. I wanted to see what was coming up for my love life.
Okay. Well, let's see what's going on in your love life, honey, because we got to help you out, okay? All right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, don't forgive me. I got a little sense of humor, honey. I like to switch it up every show or so. All right. Okay. All right. Who's this man in the background? There is a lot of potential with this man in the background, but he is coming forward and pulling back and coming forward and pulling back. You know, it's like he knows how to be responsible. He's got all the right skills, but the man just is being lazy. That's what I'm seeing. This man is being lazy.
This is probably my ex.
Uh-huh. Okay. And he's your ex, you know, because you broke up with him?
Mm-hmm. I left.
Yeah, okay. Why do I have a feeling that there was some abuse going on? Maybe not physically, but verbally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal
mm-hmm.
abuse and just...
Okay. Now, let me tell you, this man in the past, now I'll get to your future here, honey. Don't worry about that. But we, in order to see the future, we got to look at the past and the present because that's what determines the future, right? Okay.
Right.
So what I'm seeing is that this man, he was abusive because he was very insecure in his life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm feeling here is that this man, he had a lot of trauma in his childhood. He was abused, honey. I'm not going to say how, but the man was abused. Now, that doesn't mean we need to have sympathy or pity on him or whatever, okay? What it does mean is we got to realize where this all comes from within him, okay? I feel that this year, I'm going to give you a prediction now for your upcoming romance and your upcoming life because right now I feel like you still have a heart for this man in the past. Okay, you still care for him, but you know you got to be apart from him. Okay, you've already come to that acceptance. Now, the man coming up, we're looking at a man. He's got some issues. They all do. We all do. Okay,
yeah.
Man, woman, child, you know, you name it. We all got our own issues, right? This guy. He looks to be very smart, though. He's a very intelligent human being, successful, very successful in career, okay? Generous, likes to share what he has, but likes a woman that knows how to work it herself, too, okay? Knows a woman, likes a woman that learns how to job, you know, how to have a career and how to be successful and how to follow their own dreams at the same time. This man is somewhat spiritually open-minded, but they come from more of a Christian base, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No problems within the family that I can foresee here. What I will say, though, is that while they make the money, they live humbly, okay? They are old school when it comes to that. They will live humbly. They live in the ghetto, okay? But it doesn't mean that they are ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what I'm seeing here is a man of intelligence. This is looking good. I'm going to get you timeline now. I don't always give out timelines, but I'm trying to, you know, give out a few timelines today, seeing as how I haven't had a show in a while.
Okay.
Okay, you are actually a little bit more in luck, okay? We're getting between the 8th and the 10th of April, okay? And this is a timeline. Now, when I give out a timeline, there's some flexibility, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen on, before, or after. You know, this is where these timelines are just for estimations right now, okay? This is the probability. This is looking good. This is where you're going to meet him, actually, in that timeline. You're going to meet this person through your own actions, not through the actions of someone else. So this means that it's not going to be someone introduced to you, okay? If you need to know anything else or you want to know more, you can visit my website. But I hope I've helped you today on the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we're moving it right along now momentarily to our next caller for today, okay? Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's H-O-W, psychic.com. All right. Next caller today is area code 817. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Brandy. I'm calling from Texas, and I was curious what you were seeing coming up with my love life.
Wonderful, Brandy. Okay. Give me one moment and let me check on that for you. Okay, Brandy, you know why I don't like to do this to people, but I'm going to ask you to go ahead and ask me another question on another topic in your life. As it looks like your love life will be good, I'm not able to tap into it very much right now. So I'm going to go ahead and just tell you that I feel this year will be better for you, but I don't really have any details on it.
Oh, okay. I guess about my career area.
Okay, give me one moment and let me check on that. Yep, okay, it looks like I'm able to get into the Akashic Records on your career here, which is basically a recording of what's to come for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we are looking good. Now, there's been some struggles, though. Let me tell you this.
Yes.
You have been through hell and high water trying to get the respect that you deserve, okay?
Yes.
I'm feeling like, you know, you have good allies. Don't get me wrong. You've made some good allies, and you've made some good connections. But the good connections you make, it's like sometimes they just don't have the strings that you need them to have. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm feeling here is those that have the strings, you've run into bad luck after bad luck after bad luck because all the people you're coming up against have been, you know, pretty, very terrible attitude, okay? I'm trying not to curse over here. Now, I do feel that now within the rest of this month, now mind you, we only have about a week left at most. Okay, a little over a week now that I'm looking at the calendar here. But this month, okay, you're waiting on some news from someone. I'm just feeling it. You're waiting on news somewhere, okay? I feel that news is going to come in this next week, and I think it's going to be good. I really feel it's going to be good for you. Okay, what you have coming in now is just helping and sustaining you, but it's not helping you survive as far as thriving, living comfortably. You know, we want to get you from a survival point into a thrival point. You hear me? Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm saying here is that what is to come is going to be good, because that's going to be another stepping stone in the right direction. It's going to be a huge stone in that staircase, okay? And you're going to make it. You're going to come on top of that. But don't think that that's going to be it. You're going to go up from there. Okay, this is going to help you live more comfortably, and you won't just survive, but you will begin to see a little bit more thriving in your life, okay? Then you'll reach even higher from there, because there's going to be other stepping stones after this one, okay? I also sense that, you know, this is your career that I'm talking about, but your career can't just be summed up in the one part. There's 2 to 3 different dynamics of your personal career here, if we're talking personalization with your reading, okay, with your answer. There is a passion that you have, and you're trying to apply that, but that's not quite here yet. So you're using something else in the meantime to keep you sustained, okay?
Yes.
And I feel like that transition is going to happen for you. Wait one moment. Hold on. Yep, my angels are coming in. They're like, okay, we got a little delayed reaction over here. Not much detail on the love, but that man, he will come around and he will make that word. So what? I don't know what you're trying to get him to say, but he's going to come around and he's going to say it. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, that's just what they're saying. They ain't saying nothing else to me besides that for your love life. But I'm going to go back to your career here because it kind of distracted me. They do that to me occasionally, you know. But this career is going to be good, okay? There is a woman that's going to help you. She's going to be the right connection with the right strings and the right heart. You see what I'm saying? Okay?
Yes.
So what's coming, it's only one stepping stone. There's more to come.
Yeah, it's interesting you said with the right heart, because I felt like there's a lot of negative people around me, so that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. But the angels, the spirit guides, they want you to know, just because you've been, you know, beat down and beat down and beat down so many times, honey, you got to keep getting up, because you can't let that energy win. You don't just lock yourself in the house, you see. I'm a very sensitive psychic. I can't go out the door without feeling somebody's energy, okay? I can't walk out the door as a medium without seeing the ghosts and the spirits walking the streets all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is. But I still get up and I go out no matter how hermited I want to be.
So
what I'm feeling is that it's time to hit that pavement a little harder. And remember, not everything's on the street and not everything's online. You got to kind of go in between both, okay? But this is working for you. And what you can't do on the street, you do online. So you know that dream you have? Go online with it too, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.
All right, wonderful. Well, our only caller right now. Is there any other questions you have?
Yeah, I've had some issues with some friends and people around me, and I was just curious if you see that ever getting better or what's going on with that.
Okay. Well, right now, the people that aren't meant to be in your life, they're really showing their ass. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, as a minister, I shouldn't curse them, but we're only human, right? Okay. So the people that aren't meant to be in your life, they are showing their behind right now. Okay, they are really making themselves known, and this is where you got to learn when to cut them off. Okay, you say, okay, you want to act this way? No more. You're not a part of my life anymore. A wise teacher once taught me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Go on.
Well, I have this one friend, Jamie, and another friend, Misty, and I always wonder, you know, if their intentions are really good towards me or not.
You know, I think that they intend well, but their actions is where it lacks, you see. Their actions say otherwise. The thing is that they intend well, but their hearts aren't always in the right place when they intend that, because the thing is that they're very selfish, okay? And they want other people to be very selfish with them. That's the thing. They might care, and they might want to help someone, but they only do it when they think that there's some kind of benefit back to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going and doing a prayer to God to tell God how beautiful he is because you're trying to butter him up.
Right.
Now, that don't work too well, do it?
No, it don't.
So,
can I ask one other question I've just been curious about?
Well, hold on one moment, honey.
Okay.
Right now is the year where people are showing their butts in everybody's face that don't belong in people's.
I'm seeing that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm seeing that.
And that people that do not belong in other people's lives are making themselves known, good or bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time this year for us to weed out our gardens, okay? Our gardens being our friendships, our allies,
too.
Our connections. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty thin over for me. There isn't much left.
Well, that's okay, because when you think about it this way, if it's that thin, honey, you got lots of land to be planting your seeds, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And believe me, it's not going to take forever to grow them plants out of a seed no more.
I know. I want to just ask you, there's this one guy that I'm curious if you think I'll ever talk to again.
Uh-huh.
Starts with an M.
An M. Hmm. May I have the first name only, full
yeah.
name, please?
Yeah. His name's Michael.
That's what I thought. You know, you said M. I'm like, oh, God, I want this to be a Michael. I'm like, I'm working with St. Michael
That's
over
20.
Here.
Book. You knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, let me see here. Yeah, I think that they will come back around, but here's the news, honey. It's only to get closure and to know that they're on their way to learning their lesson.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think you know what I'm talking about. They got a heart. They got a really sweet heart, but they got a very callous exterior. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that they're going to learn their lesson, and you're going to get that confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much as we don't want to wish bad upon nobody, but, you know,
right.
our choices lead into our own repercussions.
Mm-hmm. That's very
right.
true.
Mm-hmm. So a wise man once said to me, you know, the way that we allow, this is one of my teachers. Now, I've been doing this for years, okay? I've been doing this since I was born. But a wise teacher of mine told me, you know, the way that others affect us is our own fault. Their choices is their responsibility, but the way we allow it to affect us is our own fault.
Right. Very
and
true.
And this is the knowledge you have learned, okay? And sometimes it's not the good way of learning.
No,
but,
I've had tough luck with a lot of areas of my life. It
mm-hmm.
just nothing seems to ever really stick or work mm-hmm. out in everything. It's weird.
Oh, I understand. But no, this is a year, and even for those listening in on the show right now, this is a karma year. This is the year where karma is reset. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that has needed and has earned that good karma to come back and be blessings in their life and miracles, that's all turning around and coming to the people that finally deserve it. Because all those years before now, we're talking, you know, 20, 30, even 40 some odd years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we see people karmically that don't deserve it getting all the blessings immediately. Yeah, those blessings may not last for them because they don't deserve it and it's only going to ruin it in the end, but they get all that immediate gratification, okay?
Yeah.
Now those that deserve it are going to have the immediate gratification, and those that don't are going to start getting the luck we all had, okay?
So I've been feeling that's going to happen too, so it's going to start switching where the good people will actually start getting some good things happening to them and the bad ones will stop
oh,
getting all
yes.
the...
Oh,
that's
yes.
This is
the year of karma. Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
And remember, we're also under a ascension right now. And that ascension
I
is
am.
Basically where everyone is learning and coming back to the real spiritual ether of it all.
Yeah, mine started in 2009. I know. It's been rough. Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, congrats, and I wish you all the best. Don't forget to check out the website. We've got some wonderful pricing over there, and you can have private readings. Mm-hmm.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, and for those of you that are tuned in and listening once more, please don't forget to check out our site at howpsychic.com. We want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.